Give the Cajun Carpenters a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Summer's coming. Heating up. Just like Steve Miller says, round and round, it is coming. Hey, before we leave the topic we were covering just before the bottom of their back, Reardon Mansion, and how completely inspiring a lot of the technology there is, hot water circulated within the house. This is 1904.
2003.
The house was wired for electricity that was generated at their sawmill,
which is right here
next door to where y'all are right now. I mean, absolutely, absolutely incredible. Passive cooling, indoor plumbing. Now, look, think about this. Here, we've got two families in Flagstaff in the late 1800s. Now, Thomas Crapper invented indoor plumbing in the 1880s. Thomas Edison invented electrical distribution, turned the switch in New York City in the 1880s.
Okay.
This is just 15 years later, 3,000 miles away, where you couldn't just go to Central Arizona Supply and pick your coal or toilet. There is in that mansion a 1902 Sears catalog.
And it had to come by train.
As well as the Steinway grand piano that was given as a housewarming gift. If you haven't been to Reardon Mansion State Park in Flagstaff, Arizona, put it on your Arizona staycation bucket list. If you have any interest in Arizona history, Arizona historic housing, creative, passive, sustainable living designs, just admiration of a person's ingenuity, go and ask for Mary to be your tour guide, because she did a great job.
And I met Mary a couple of weeks ago here in Flagstaff, and she is an absolute riot. Not only is she so knowledgeable about the mansion, but just a hoot to hang out with as a human being. She's hilarious.
And she offered Ryan the behind-the-scenes tour.
I am looking forward to the behind-the-scenes tour.
And I just invited myself to the same tour. Let's get back to the callers. We're on the topic, really, of air conditioning, but I couldn't help but share with y'all my excitement over the Reardon Mansion. Absolutely had air conditioning. It was conditioning the air. It just wasn't doing it with an air conditioner.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Jackie, welcome to the program. What is your question this morning?
Okay, I just heard Rosie talking about, you know, putting the thermometers and checking the air at two different locations.
Right.
Is that what is called a temperature split?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if my split is at 22, you said that it's considered okay at 18?
Right.
So anything over 18, I should be questioning the maintenance guy that comes out.
Well, not necessarily. If he's holding it at that level, how old is your unit?
It's 95.
Okay. And even in the heat of the summer, you're registering a 22-degree split?
That's what they're, well, when they said, when they come out to do the initial, before we start it. In other words, they come out sometime March or April, because we don't normally turn it on until June.
Okay.
So at that time, I'm looking at my invoices, and he's saying my split in April was at 80.58.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Because it's taking in relatively cool air, it's going to cool it more than the 18 degrees. Okay, so you're fine.
You're fine.
No reason to be worried at all.
Okay. And one more question.
Okay.
Okay. I had somebody come out, and they told me that they found that we were low on the R2.
Okay.
Okay. And that there was the king valve was loose. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Keep going.
High side king valve added, and so they had to add some more, and they tightened the valve. I'm reading it from here, and it says, tighten the valve very tight to stop the leak.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when he first noticed that this valve was loose, He asked me. He came into the house and he said, "Do your dogs play around there because the valve is loose?"
Okay.
This was the second visit from this company because we started noticing that, the air was getting hot, warm. They came out a second time. And he said, "The valve is loose. You've lost, X amount of pounds on the coolant." What would you say did the dogs loosened it?
I can tell you this. The dog probably did not loosen the valve, but I will tell you this. Dogs are very, very, very hard on outdoor evaporative units. When a dog lifts its leg and it gets in the habit of lifting its leg on that evaporative coil, the acid in the urine eats the coils and gives it a premature death. And I'm not talking about a slightly premature death. I'm talking about kills it really fast. That can cause leaks. You might get out there and do a visual inspection. If your dog's in the habit of lifting his leg on that evaporative coil, you'll see the pitting and the scarring and the deterioration of the unit. It is very, very visible. So I don't think a dog can actually loosen a valve nut, but they can be very hard on your evaporative unit. Romy, you've got a Romy segment here. You got another comment for me, bud.
If you're going to put a barrier around it, chain link or something to that effect, you do not want to restrict the airflow around that unit.
That unit's job in the middle of the summer is to dispel heat. Do not choke it. Let it breathe. Exactly right.
Roseanne writes in from Tucson and wants to know, she's got three different estimates for painting, and the manufacturer's recommending the highest grade. She wants to know, do I need the absolute top-of-the-line, highest-grade paint? It's for exterior stucco. And my experience, Roseanne, I would buy what you can afford on paint. I've never regretted the higher qualities, the longer-lasting materials, the color richness of paint. But just like anything, it's the applicator can make the difference.
Expensive paint installed wrong. This is a bad deal all the way around.
A stucco home, it needs to be power washed. Anything loose needs to be scraped away. There needs to be any cracking that there might be in the stucco. It needs to have some expandable elastomeric caulking put on it. If it's a sand smooth stucco finish, it's sanded elastomeric caulking that needs to go on there and really patched correctly. The paint needs to be applied well. Do not just let them spray it. You need someone back rolling it. A lot of paint companies don't like that because now you've got an extra man on the site instead of two painters, one guy who's usually filling the bucket and keeping the sprayer running. Well, now you have a third who's back rolling. A lot of companies don't like to, they can lower their costs without that overhead so they can be more competitive. But every painter will tell you, you cannot just rely on the wand on a stucco paint. You need a back roller. So make sure someone's back rolling. Make sure that they're masking and protecting correctly. Those will add to the cost of the paint.
Yep.
Does that mean it puts you out of estimate for the highest quality? If it does, don't go to the bottom of the line. But if you come down one or two, you'll be okay. But if you can't afford it, I would go top of the line, and I would make sure your painter is out there with a three-man crew, a sprayer, a back roller, and then just someone making sure and getting the paint mixed and properly put into the hopper in time to keep the pace moving.
Amen. And that's from Tucson?
It is.
So, of course, we could tell her she wouldn't have to worry about any of this if she just used the Rosie Certified Painter James Cruz at New Frontier Painting. You'd be getting it done right. Now, listen, the thing about paint, Romy, you're absolutely right. Buy the best you can. And the way you know how good a paint you're buying, it's the acrylic content. You want as high an acrylic content for your exterior stucco as possible. There actually are 100% acrylic paints. They're $30 a gallon. But we do a seminar all the time on the 10 things homeowners do wrong in Arizona. The number one thing they do wrong is they don't paint their house often enough. That paint is the only thing keeping moisture out of that stucco. And stucco is a sponge.
And it's not that paint is a waterproofing product or that you should go with the quote-unquote lifetime elastomeric paint. That's not what we're recommending.
No, never.
But what paint does is it sheds. It gets the water off. So a good fresh coat of paint is a good shutter. We also have Jane from Tucson as well that writes in and says, I pay more on my electric bills than my neighbor. And I don't mean just a little bit. I mean a good deal, she says. Well, I'm going to stop reading right there. Jane, you just stop right there. You don't do another thing until your neighbor brings their physical bill out and shows you what they're paying. A lot of times, homeowners will spend a lot of money on energy-efficient products and convince themselves mentally that they're paying less. Until you see it, do not believe it. There's nothing more subject to someone's own interpretation than their electric bill, especially if they spent thousands of dollars on these huge products and it's a few bucks left. Well, they're going to tell their mind and you that it's hundreds less when it's not. Until you physically see that. We had a poor guy in Dewey who spent a ton of money.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Trying to get his utility bill to what his neighbors were saying they were paying. And you know what? It was only like a 3% difference. I don't care who your neighbor is until he shows you that physical paper. Do not believe it. Then if you compare it and you see it, oh, okay, maybe I'm okay. But you can always get a home energy audit for $99, and that's where everyone should start.
And you can go on most utility company websites and compare your bill to other homes' average in your neighborhood of your same size. That would be a more accurate way to determine if you're way out of line or not.
And I've even found that to be a little subject online.
Absolutely. So. It is. It's a little bit more objective than just believing your neighbor.
Hey, join us on the road today. We're in Flagstaff. NAU Sky Dome for the American Home Show is the Flagstaff Home Show. We had the privilege of being there last year. It's going on yesterday, today, and tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll be on stage giving a home safety presentation, just simple basic things every homeowner can do themselves. If you're not in Flagstaff and you're down in the Phoenix area, Arizona Game and Fish Outdoor Expo is going on. That is an event today and tomorrow worth taking. If you have an appreciation for the outdoors, that is where you need to be with your family. 2 weeks, Rosie's going to be at the Scottsdale
Westworld.
Super Home Show at Westworld. I'm going to be at Saba Home Show in Tucson. So we've got an opportunity for Arizona homeowners in those regions to meet us on site there. All those details at RosieOnTheHouse.com.